Good morning to everybody again. It's always a great privilege to be able to share with you guys this message, and we hope that the Lord may help each and every one of us in this time. If we could, first of all, turn to Mark in chapter 7. Mark chapter 7 and verse number 20. And he said, "That which cometh out of a man, that defileth man. For from within, out of the heart, proceedeth evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." Right here we see how the Word of God tells us where the bad things come from. It says that it comes from within. This shows us, if we see the news, all these things that happen, they don't just automatically happen. They happen because a person does good or does bad. Because we don't only find bad things in the news. We find people doing good deeds, and we find people doing bad deeds. So the Bible says that all these things, this list I was given here, that what comes out of a man, that's what defiles a man. So this shows us that we are all, with that list that we just read right here in Mark, it shows of so many things that are done by different people. And I think everybody in this room could, I could say, and I'm pretty sure everybody could say, that there's something in this list that applies to somebody in here. And being in that state, the Bible says that as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's nobody that could say, "I'm righteous. I have never done anything wrong. I have never done something wrong to somebody, something. I have never murdered. I have never stole or anything like that." But the list is pretty long, and I'm pretty sure that every one of us here applies to something in there. When we walk around and we see somebody that has something we like and we desire it, that's already something that's already on this list. So, I mean, even the simplest thing, even from a child sees another child with something, it just, this is the way we are. This is how what we have inside of us defiles us, and that is the way we are before God. We see in the Word of God in the beginning in Genesis how Cain slew his brother. We see how Abel was bringing his offering to God, and God liked his offering more than Cain. So Cain grew angry at his brother, and he killed his brother. And then in another place, we see King David looking at this woman and desiring her and taking her, and he bore a child with her, and he killed her husband to cover it up. We see Judas in the Lord Jesus' time when he betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was betraying the Lord Jesus Christ, and that brought death also. So there's three different things here that we notice, three different people. And with these three things that they did, it brought death to somebody. And that is just the way we are. Our lies, our greediness, it is not going to bring death to somebody else. It's going to bring death to us, but not the type of death that is our physical death. It's going to be a death that is going to be a far worse death. And that is what is concerning today, is where are you going to be when you die? That is the main question that is given when there's a preacher on a platform or a microphone or anywhere that he's preaching. Where will you be when the time comes that you leave this place? It is difficult sometimes to understand when you're sitting on an audience like you guys, and there's a person maybe not really understanding, and it's hard. And you'll hear the gospel over and over. But you need to understand that this is something so critical that it's going to affect you, not only in your time here, but it's going to affect you in your time, or when you pass from time to be in eternity. You know, there's just so much in this world that takes our time and takes our wants and our desires from the things of God. And that is the devil. He's, I wrote it down here. He's, and we'll read it. It's in 1 Peter in chapter 5 and verse 6. I'll read from verse 6. It says, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour." Right here is the part that I wanted you guys to really, what I wanted to share with you, but it's up from verse 6. It says, humble yourselves to the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. If you don't humble yourself to his word and to what he has for us here, and you think you don't need what he is giving, then in due time, when the time comes for you to be exalted before God, you're going to be lost already in the place called hell. And then it says, cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. He doesn't want you to worry about where are you going to be when that time of death comes. What is that? Where is that going to find you? Where are you going to find yourself to be? I mean, you could apply this in many other ways, and for a believer, I mean, but right now I want to apply it in this way. God cares for you. That's why he sent his son to die on the cross for you. He sent his son to die on the cross for me. And I accept that. And I hope everybody in this room today could accept that. But then we read in verse 8, be sober and vigilant. You have to be watching all the time. Because in the ways that we don't even think, like I'm saying, we have all these things that take our time. They take what we want to accomplish. It takes many different things that you could imagine. And the devil is looking where he could attack, where he could take his time from this instead of reading his Bible, or this young person instead of doing this to do it for something else, instead of instead of putting his time to the things of God. And he's always seeking the smallest ways to take your eyes from God and from the things of God. And that is something that we all need to know, that he is, the devil is out to devour you. And I know many of you guys have seen in school, they show us documentaries of lions and different types of animals, sharks and all these different types of animals. But the lion, I think, if you have seen the way he tears apart his prey when he gets them, it's so vicious the way he is. And this is the way that the Bible describes the one that is against us, against God. We could think that we have many, many good things. I know people that don't have to worry about nothing, but they don't have God in their lives. They live happy. They don't worry about their bills. They don't worry about anything. There's no worries in their lives that you could see them. There's got to be something, but I mean, I don't see it, and it seems like they don't want to know nothing. If you talk to them about it, they don't want to know nothing. I don't need that in my life. I don't need all that. They try and put you in your head that you're bad and all these other things that they could say. But they don't know that the devil is putting these things so that they could be blinded to the things of God. And I'm not trying to judge anybody. It's just the way that I see it myself. When you're trying to talk to somebody about these things and they don't want to accept it, it's just they don't want to hear it. This week was 9/11, just a few days ago, and I was reading this news thing that I came up across, and it was about this woman called Sarah Lowe, and it said, the article of what was it like the day before 9/11, and this telling the story of this lady, how she was, good life, she had a job where she was traveling, seeing cities, almost two or three cities in a week, just traveling, and that was her job. And it said that she had loved her job, and that at a young age, she bought an apartment, and she was, the weekend before the 9/11, I think 9/11 was on a Monday, I can't remember, but it said that that weekend she had gone out with some friends, like on a Saturday, and that she had had a good time, and that she had a good relationship with her parents. Her mom, when she bought her apartment, she came to help her decorate, and it said that her love life was very, very great because she had at least 10 male friends in different cities where she can go and have a good time with, but she was not ready to be married, but she had a good life, and that she had so many great things going for her. And when she died, she was 24 years old. And that's good. All those things, I imagine they were good for her, but nothing in that article talked about the Lord Jesus or what he has done. I mean, all this great life supposedly that she had, I mean, I can't say she's in hell or she's in heaven, but how could we know? You know, that article told you everything about her life, how it was in those past few years from 20 to 24, and it doesn't say she went to meetings on Sundays or Tuesdays or any other day, so we don't know if she was saved. I mean, that's, I think, the most sad part of it. Not that she died on that day of 9/11, which many other people died. It's just, you don't know when it's going to happen. And the devil is always seeking how he could distract you in one way or another to keep you from this great gift that we have. That is the salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ provides through that act that he did on the cross. And we just sang a song, a hymn that it says, it is finished. Yes, indeed, it is finished. There's nothing else to do but to believe in what he has done for us. And I know life is hard and life has struggles, more for some than others. And it's just different times that you have to go through things. But today you don't have to worry about where am I going to be when that time comes for me. It says here, cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. I was thinking about my mom, and you know, I pray for her and everything, and you don't know if maybe one day I'm gonna be the one, you know, and people don't understand that maybe I'm going to go before her, and because we don't know, and that's the thing, you know. So that's what God has for us. And another thing I came across this week was I was washing my hands, and there was this little ticket, kind of like, you know, when you do a raffle. And it has a ticket number, and it says ticket or whatever, and it has a number on there. And it had a ticket to heaven, and then it had a John 3:16 on it. And then, I mean, it looked really nice, so I just left it there. I saw it, I looked at it, and I left it there. Maybe somebody could pick it up, but, you know, it's things that you come across, you need to see when God speaks to you. And today, if there's anybody that feels like or knows that God is speaking to them and knows that they're in that place where they are in need of this great salvation that he is offering, you could take that ticket, you know. it was kind of surprising to me, because yesterday we went to this picnic for my company, and they had a raffle, and it was just a little while before that I had seen that ticket. And then now we're filling out these tickets, and we're putting them in this thing, and then when the time came, we left our tickets, and then they called everybody, the raffle's going to be now, you know. And there was like 150 to 175 of that were in that picnic. And there was only 5 prizes there, you know. And then they were calling the numbers out, and everybody's there with their tickets, you know, and everybody wants to be the one that's going to be called, you know. Everybody wants to be the one that wins whatever they're giving there. And you don't know if it's going to be you. But when it comes to this ticket that I seen there, I mean, how about if you know that you're going to win that time when you have this ticket, like the one I seen in the restroom when I was washing my hands, that ticket to heaven. And then the ticket to heaven said that the only ticket to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we were standing there, you know, it was only 5 people that came, and then one person won twice. So I mean, that was good for him. But I mean, when this other time comes, when their names are going to be in that book of life, you know, when the ones that are going to be called to come in, I mean, will that be you there? You know, it's just, God doesn't want us to suffer in that place. That's why he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. And how can you get that? You know, by knowing your condition, by knowing that you're a sinner, by receiving his word, what we just read, and by trusting in what the Lord Jesus Christ did. That's our ticket. That's the way we can get to heaven. And that's the way I'm going to get there. And I hope everybody that is here today could say, I have that ticket, and I have that hope that I'm going to see the one that gave his life for me that great day.